With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Texas has filed a state litigation against a New York doctor under the terms of its pro-life heartbeat law.
The lawsuit accuses New York doctor Margaret Daly Carpenter of violating Texas law by providing the drugs through telemedicine to a Texas patient. They are seeking up to $250,000. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the 20-year-old woman who received the pills ended up in a hospital with complications.
The litigation marks a new challenge to interstate telemedicine. It also introduces constitutional issues which pit the terms of the Texas pro-life law against New York State's so-called SHIELD laws, which aim to legally safeguard doctors who provide abortion pills to patients in other states. Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Ed Donahue on the Trump team response to the next step in the New York criminal trial.
Lawyers for President-elect Donald Trump are rebuffing the New York District Attorney's idea of upholding Trump's hush money conviction. In a court filing, the Trump legal team calls the idea absurd. D.A. Alvin Bragg's office asked Judge Juan Mershon to freeze the case until Trump's term in office ends, preserving the verdict by treating the case the way some courts do when a defendant dies. Trump lawyers Todd Blanche and Emil Bowe fired back, saying the DA wants to pretend as if the assassination attempts against the president-elect had been successful. Their feeling is the only acceptable option is overturning the conviction and dismissing the indictment. I'm Ed Donahue.
South Korea's parliament has voted to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over his short-lived martial law declaration this month. The National Assembly passed the motion in a 204-85 vote Saturday. Yoon's presidential powers and duties will be suspended after the copies of a document on the impeachment are delivered to him and to the Constitutional Court. More online at srnnews.com. The U.S. isn't the only country grappling with transgenderism. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Lawmakers in Chile have passed a bill that bars government funding of sex change operations or any other medical procedure to help children live as the opposite sex. Alliance Defending Freedom International is cheering the decision, adding, quote, "Every child is precious just as they are and has the absolute right to be safeguarded from a radical ideology that promotes dangerous drugs and surgeries with devastating consequences." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration has withdrawn a proposed overhaul of workplace apprenticeships programs aimed at forcing businesses to recruit more homosexuals. The Department of Labor has touted its plan as a way to modernize and diversify on-the-job training programs, but business groups said the rule change would have driven up their costs, reduced their flexibility, and ultimately decreased participation. This is SRN News. The Biden administration has given approval for the sale of oil and gas leases in Alaska.
This will leave the door open for drilling in a portion of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The sale will be held next month, less than 2 weeks before Biden leaves office. It will include a fraction of the land total that was available for bidding roughly 4 years ago in a lease sale under the Trump administration. A 2017 law mandated lease sales in the refuge's coastal plain by late 2024, but has not led to oil drilling yet. It's unclear if that will change with approval for a new sale. John Scott reporting.
President-elect Trump is offering his support for the dock workers union before their contract expires next month at Eastern and Gulf Coast ports. He posted on social media Thursday that he met with union leaders and that any further automation of the ports would harm workers. He wrote that the amount of money saved is nowhere near the distress, hurt, and harm it causes for American workers. You'll find more online at srnnews.com.